The House of Representatives Natural Resources Committee is considering a bill to fund the Recovering America's Wildlife Act. Colin O'Mara is the president of the National Wildlife Federation, a conservation organization.
Across America, right now, and in Utah, there's a range of species that are in trouble. And the goal of the Recovering America's Wildlife Act is to basically invest in proactive, collaborative conservation.
The Recovering America's Wildlife Act will be different from the Endangered Species Act in a few ways.
Yeah, so the Endangered Species Act was always supposed to be a tool of last resort. And so the goal of this bill is to help kind of save those species, but also the ones that are maybe one or two steps before getting to that point, and which is a lot cheaper. In fact, it's more overall effective to help save a population before it declines to the point where it needs those emergency protections.
Also, the funding will be for voluntary actions, not actions mandated by law, like in cases where the Endangered Species Act is enforced.
The idea is that by bringing people together, we could actually do a lot more to save species than hoping that various regulations and litigation in the courts is going to, kind of be sufficient.
The House of Representatives Natural Resource Committee will vote on the bill this year.
Which actually Utah has a lot of representation on, because you have former Chairman Bishop and Congressman Curtis, who are both kind of leaders in this area, on that committee. This is the kind of bipartisan work that has such broad support back home. Like in Utah, more than 85% of residents, support more collaboration to help wildlife.
The money will be distributed to states and Native American tribes to promote voluntary conservation initiatives. If passed into law, Utah will receive an additional $18 to $20 million annually for conservation. For Utah Public Radio, I'm Ashley Rohde.